Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
When it comes to our sports team, sometimes we are reluctant here in our beautiful city to call for change. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I want to be clear in what we're saying here, and that is I'm not calling for Brian Snicker's job. I did that a week ago when we blew a 6-run lead. But I am going to say that if we can't find our way out of this mess, 14.5 games out behind the Mets, nine games out of the wild card, and I don't know how this is going to look. You know, I hope we do. But here's the conversation that Mike and I were having. It seems as though Atlanta sports fans are more reserved when calling for coaching changes or managerial changes when it comes to the Braves. If this was the Falcons, and we went through this, Dan Quinn went 0-5. You guys were going nuts. Mike mentioned the year before he had a losing streak. And it was like, he's got to go. So some of you feel like we did, like, it may be been a day late, dollar short.
Right.
But we don't approach the Braves the same way. And our conversation is that simple. Why are you more reserved when calling for change when it's the Braves? Mike, do you have an answer?
I don't know if it goes back to the old George Carlin bit, you know. Football is played on a gridiron. Baseball is played in a park. You know, and some of the fans are just softer. You know, it's one of the great. All right,
it is great.
We have a lot of younger audience, and I'm not, again, I don't want to sound like I'm talking down. I want you to appreciate the brilliance of the great late George Carlin and his bit about baseball and football. Dominic's nodding his head behind the glass, but he basically goes through this whole thing. You know, he goes, in football, the object is to get to the end zone. In baseball, we're trying to get home.
That's right. Yeah.
Anyway, but you get the idea. So some of the fans, because it is the background noise for our summer, maybe there's less intensity or less, I don't know.
Okay.
But I just felt in my 26 years here in Atlanta, going on 27, it just seems like some Braves fans, they're just so reluctant for any form of change. And I just think that the same thing with Bobby Cox. It was like, if you mentioned firing Bobby Cox in the early 2000s, people want to have you arrested.
Yeah.
And the argument was, you've changed everything. You've gone through different lineups. The constant for Sherrills was always amazing pitching. But you just, you know, the one constant was the manager. Other cities, other towns would have changed the approach and see if somebody else could get more out of this amazing talent that was always one of the top four teams in baseball for 14 years. And the same thing goes here. Now, we've come up way short, woefully short for pitching for Snicker, and he's found a way to manage that every single year. But this year, I just think you look at it and say, is this where it goes? Well, maybe Alex can make some moves, but either way, Snicker gets to play out the string. I'm sorry. The sentimentality to me, it's lost. We're trying to get back to the frickin' World Series with a core group of guys making some guaranteed money. Let's light a fire under and bring the right faces in here and let's go.
The reason why we bring up the Falcons is because Dan Quinn led us to a Super Bowl. Brian Snicker has won a World Series for us. And the comparison is when you get to those places, it buys you some more time. And the thing about Snit is we won the World Series and then we had the greatest hitting team potentially in the history of baseball. Seriously. And we didn't win it. So there wasn't a fall off like there has been this year with the core group that is still here. And as we discuss this, it's just like we are more adamant
about calling for change when a Falcons head coach is screwing up. And I'm not using Raheem Morris because I'm talking about past coaches. It doesn't matter whether it was Dan Reeves, Moore. You can go down the list. DQ is the guy, though, that led us to a Super Bowl. And it was, 2 years later, it wasn't enough, Mike. We were ready. And yet we don't feel that way or approach the Braves the same way. It's what we're asking you. Hit us up. Text us. Let us know what you think. 404-726-0929. And again, if you're saying, well, I don't think he deserves it, we're not saying that. We're saying the overall approach, whether or not we right the ship this season or not. And if we don't, are you still okay with not calling for change?
And I know it drives Carl crazy because he sees all the texts and we get all the comments on social media. But guys go, hey, you know, I'm right about this, but just they won't do it because I've seen, you know, the past is prologue with this Braves team. Look, Mark Bowman made a great point. They lost 37-64 games and still made the World Series.
They did it. They did.
It just seems now at 14 and a half games out with fundamental problems with your lineup, with your pitching, you know, it's going to be really hard to get there. So, I mean, some Braves fans right now in the car are probably going, oh, hell, Mike and Carl, let Snicker play out the string. He's earned it. And that's what you're going to get. You know, so look, it's going to be, it would require a Herculean effort from Alex Anthopoulos to fix what needs to be fixed on this team. The one thing that can be fixed and is pretty correctable is this team start hitting. And we're playing the Rockies. They fired their hitting coach, what, like a month into the season?
Yes. Yeah, I know. Like less than 10 games.
Look, I know Hires is from Metro Atlanta. I mean, I would move on from the pitching, the hitting instructor and bring somebody up from the minors. Because you fired a third base coach. I mean, that they demoted Matthew Asisopo. But I mean, here's an area that really does need change. Because they can't hit. They're not going to the plate with a plan. It's few and far between. Now, we saw Money Harrison. Hopefully, that's a again, how many times have you and I said, hope that's the start of something?
Yeah.
Because Matt Olson is making good contact. The one thing I would do, win, lose, or draw this season, is, you know, is get Sean Murphy off the books, and let's get some things we're going to need for 2026 and beyond.
I do feel like, because every year is different, and this is why I always have a hard time comparing when we go, well, we did it in 21, or we did it in 23. When we came back. And by the way, we didn't win the World Series that year either. I mean, we got to the playoffs, yes, but I'm talking about, you know, we chased down teams before, and I've said this. When you're talking about 10, 15 games, it's very difficult. But I actually think the Mets are better this year, Mike, and I think the Phillies are better. And I don't think that they're going to lay down and all of a sudden collapse, barring some catastrophic injury. But they just maintained without Bryce Harper. And he got hit against us, and they were like, okay, and they just continue to win. By the way, I'm looking at the standings right now. We are now 15, not 14 and a half out. Mm. We are 15 games out based on the day's games. Obviously, we didn't play.
Right.
But I just feel like fundamentally for all of our professional teams and even our college teams.
Well, a lot of Braves fans are Georgia fans, and that same
– and that's fine.
It's just sometimes it's
that's fine.
Status quo is for too much and too long is okay.
If you live where you live and you support certain teams, that's okay. Here's what I'm telling you. That fundamental approach of, well, we're going to be reserved and calling for change when it's needed or, Mike, it's obvious.
Well, I mean, I don't know about you guys. You know, when I root for a team, you know, and we spend money on the team, we don't sit in the press box, guys. We're fans just like you guys. I mean, why do you give a team, any team, your time and money? Because you believe at some point that things are going to improve, and when you are one of the elite teams and you start the season as an odds-on favorite, hell, experts had us over the Dodgers this year, you know? Guys who cover baseball every day for this, you know, for the sport. And so when you don't meet expectations, when every other year you're cobbling together a starting rotation, you're picking up guys on the waiver wire. That aggravates me. Doesn't that aggravate you? We proved we had enough, even with Ronald Acuna injured, to win a World Series. 2023, I know everyone focuses on the bats going cold against Philly. You went into that the NLDS, Carl, with two pitchers and Strider with an oblique issue.
Yeah.
So to me, once you are close to the mountaintop, you got to push it over the top. You got to give more resources, and this team doesn't do that. And then if there's time to shake things up, you guys are hesitant to do that. Now because what? Because you can't fire Snicker because he's 69 and he's on the last year of his deal when maybe the team has tuned him out? I just can't understand that. It's almost like the perpetual car, well, we'll get him next year. Well, you had a team that just blew 4 years. 4 years of really good salary control on contracts,
yes,
manageable
yes.
salaries, that are now going up, up, up.
Well, that's a great point, too, because the team will be broken up. The core of this group will be broken up at some point, whether it's Acuna leaving, right, and the deal is up, and now he's ready to go and get paid somewhere else. If they're not going to do it like we've seen with other players, or, Mike, it's this situation where you realize, okay, some guys aren't who we thought they were, and we need to shake things up. But to your point, you've had this window, which Alex created, by locking guys up way earlier than they probably should have.
Right.
But these deals were so good. If you're Spencer Strider and somebody's offering you $80 million and you've not done anything, you're like, yeah, I'm going to take it. It's right. Silly. Michael Money Harris. Yeah, I'm going to take the $85 million you're going to give me. Everybody always talks about the Acuna deal. Acuna was like 19 or 20 years old. Here's $100 million.
Done.
You're taking it too. But all of those that window is slowly dissipating, and all of a sudden these core guys that you had locked up that are really talented, that is not going to be here. And so you're right. That's why you say, how many times can we get there within this window? Now, I don't think it's closed, but these guys are not playing up to their capability. Right. And that, by the way, we're not killing them for winning the series against the Brewers. Great. Come home and handle business. But we've got to see that. And all I'm saying is, as we've been talking about this today here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and I do want to mention, we've got Atlanta United coming up, by the way. They're taking on NYCFC, 6:30 pregame, 7:30 kick tonight. Mike Conte, Jason Longshore will have the call for you, so stay tuned. But all I'm saying about this is, are us, you, me, the folks who support these teams, we talk to you and talk about our teams, but it's about what you tell us. And it's so funny to me, Mike, that so many guys say one thing, but then they don't want to follow through when it comes to, oh, well, I don't know if I really want to do that. We need to be adamant and stern, Mike, when it comes to wanting the best for our teams.
No, a guy just hit me up, what do you want to do, Mike, boycott? See, that's why you got to take it to that argument? No, that's no one's saying boycott.
No.
Saying as a fan, have some balls. And, you know, maybe demand, call in, get on social media. There's lots of ways you can let the Braves know
let your voice
that
be
you
heard.
Need Alex Anthopoulos to be able to spend the same money as the friggin' Phillies. So when we go and win the World Series, and then every year since then, oh, Snickers, I've only got two starting pitchers or three. I got to go get, okay, Hanoa's gone. Okay, Ian Anderson's gone. This guy's gone. This guy didn't pan out. Why don't you go spend the big money? Keep Max Fried. Roll the dice on Max Fried, despite the injuries two of the last 3 years. But he never gets to do that. That's why I don't blame Alex for this. It comes from management. Management is the Braves, and the Braves' primary shareholders are Liberty Media's ownership. Same owners, just name has changed. So that's where you should be angry, because you've wasted, subsequently, a bunch of years. You won 104 games in 23. This still didn't have enough pitching. You know, you needed to shut down the Phillies in that series. You know, let alone, obviously, Carl, let Bryce Harper walk roughshod over you. There's just so many things about this organization and the conservative nature at times of the fans. And as we said, for years, we used to have arguments with guys about Mark Richt. Hey, no, I don't want to hear about what it was like before Mark Richt. And Mark did an amazing job, but the level that Kirby was at was always attainable. Just had the guts to go get it.
Yeah. And now you see. And now
you got the right guy.
And it's the new standard, right? And look, it's hard to win in sports, period. I'm not going to tell you that this is some illusion, but I also know that when things are not going well, we need to say it. And we also need to back that up. And it's so crazy to me that we are ready to throw coaches out, the baby with the bathwater, when it comes to our Falcons, when it comes to the Hawks.
Right.
Fire him! Comes to the Braves. Oh, hold on a minute. Hey, it's a long season.
Well, again, I said to Carl earlier when we were going round and round, this is the only time in the only city I've had people defending ownership. Well, Mike, if you ever run a business, you just can't spend money like that. Where else but Atlanta do you get people defending a nameless, faceless corporation, right, when it comes to how we're going to go run things? To try to get the rest, again, push us across the finish line to give your manager, who you don't want to fire, all the resources to get the job done.
And Snick, we know Snick can push the right buttons. He has. He's shown that. And I said this.
But at some point, you got to turn the page.
Well, if things are not working, and we're 15 out, that's all I'm saying. All right. Braves are playing the worst team in MLB tomorrow.
Stop saying that.
It's the truth, and we'll see where this goes over the weekend. We got to get some home wins, man. Mm. I hope we turn it around. I do. Like I told this guy, got mad at me because he's like, it must be nice to root against a home team. No, I love our teams, but let's be realistic about it.
That's another thing, and it's mostly with not all, but some of the Braves, some Falcon fans.
I need all our teams to win.
Criticizing
man.
Anybody again, guys. We make some decent money. Once we stop putting up ratings, we're fired. And guys have guaranteed contracts. They don't get fired. So all I can do is complain about them not doing their job. And we got a lot of guys making guaranteed money, not coming close to doing their job. So that makes me a bad fan. So freaking be it. Going to get on somebody not doing his work.
Yeah. All right, man, we are at tomorrow, Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar Perimeter. It's our Father's Day dinner. Looking forward to meeting all of our listeners out there who have won in the contest. They will be at the dinner. Obviously, this is not open to the public, but we wanted to just make sure you guys know that's what will be going on tomorrow, and we're looking forward to doing that. And thanks to Kelly calling in. She is the winner on our show, Mike, and she's bringing her husband, Stacy. She said, I said, does he know? She's like, he does now.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Yeah, great stuff. All right, Dominator, we got to get out of here, man. Clear our throat.
Dukes and Bella are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9. The Game.
Thanks to Dave Archer, Falcons analyst, for stopping by. Great stuff from him, talking about Michael Penix and this defense. Falcons mandatory minicamp done. These guys get some downtime, and now it's all about preparing for the upcoming season. That is the next phase in this. We'll talk more about that tomorrow, as well as our Braves, as they're back home. We'll keep you updated on the U.S. Open. Should be an interesting weekend, man. It just should be. Like, there's going to be something that happens that we don't expect, and there'll probably be a winner that we don't expect with the way things are going. Hey, and tomorrow, all of our winners out there at Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar at Perimeter. Hey, Day-Day. Great job, executive producing. Dominator, thank you so much. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
And again, you guys can come out. You just, you know, we get the dinner. You can hang before
correct,
six.
Correct.
Then you can stay at the bar. Hey, guys, started the show talking about the Knicks asking everybody and their uncle, basically, to come interview for the Knicks head coaching job. I guess the next guy will be Gene Hackman from Hoosiers. So he's dead. Can't ask him. But they asked us, the Hawks, to talk about Quinn Snyder. And Carl and I were like, would you have a problem if the Hawks had said yes? I've got to be honest. When they paid Quinn the money, I was like, okay, got a good record out there in Utah. Couldn't do anything with Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert. I know that he hasn't, same argument for Trey, hasn't been given a complement of stars to work with. But I got to be honest. Quinn Snyder, he could have stayed or gone. It didn't really matter. Not getting the job done. We're still in the play-in.
If the Pacers pull this off, if they do, it will be one of the most unlikely things to ever happen in sports. I don't think people realize that Oklahoma City ran away this year from everybody. They were the best team in the regular season by far. And I don't want to compare them to the 73-win team of the Golden State Warriors a few years ago who lost to LeBron and Kyrie in the finals. But this would be a big deal. And when you start talking about improbable champions, Mike mentioned this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
The 2003 Florida Marlins. Like, huh? What? Major League Baseball World Series champion? No way. And that's what you'll be seeing if the Pacers win this. By the way, team that wins Game 3 wins the NBA Finals after being tied 1-1 80.5% of the time.
Ooh.
Pacers are up 2-1. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
Turn down your speakers because Abe's about to blow them out.
That's cool.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.